we're joined on the line by Barry Konecki, who made it to the top three on MasterChef Canada and was unfortunately eliminated last night. Now, Barry, what's it like watching yourself on TV?
I still am not really used to watching myself on TV. It doesn't really compute for me because I never really thought of myself as the kind of guy who would ever be on TV.
Right.
And then every Thursday night I get to sit down and look up at the screen as a fan of the show and think, what an amazing show, and there I am on it, and that's even better.
So now, was it the kind of experience you thought going in? Was it what you thought was a little more difficult? Was you think it was easier than anticipated?
No, I think it was about what I anticipated in terms of how hard it would be and how talented the other cooks would be, but it was better than I thought it would be.
Well, I guess when you get to the top three, you can't really complain, right?
No, I have nothing to complain about walking away, but even I said to somebody walking into episode one, the first time we got to walk, you know, in front of that big red M and look up at the clock and then be intimidated by the judges, I could have walked away at that point and been eliminated and been happy because as a fan of the show, I got inside the MasterChef Canada kitchen.
Right.
Not a lot of people can say that.
Yeah. So now as it went along and you're getting further and further, was it getting more nerve-wracking or was it getting a little bit easier because you thought to yourself, I'm getting further than I ever thought, so you know what, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Well, I didn't make it further than I thought. I truly believed that I would make it to the finale.
Okay.
So I'm a bit disappointed about that. But right. It did get easier because you find a rhythm and you figure out where stuff is. When I cook in my home kitchen, I know where everything is. Oh, I need this, and I can instinctively reach for it.
Right.
But in the MasterChef Canada kitchen, you need another pot. You need to think about when you're going to go get it because you have to run and go get it.
Yeah,
and
it's a whole
get to the equipment room and figure out where it is.
Right, right. So now looking back, were there, you know, not just on last night's episode, you know, the one where you were sent home, but was there anything you would have changed throughout the whole thing? Would you have maybe drawn up a diagram for where everything's are in that room or something like that?
No, nothing about equipment that I would do differently. That is what it is. What I would do differently is make my food more complicated rather than keeping it simple.
So now, would you have changed any of the dishes that got you on, or would that mostly be attributed to the last dish that was aired last night?
Oh, there was many changes I would do with one last night. For one, I would cook it at a higher temperature.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. But, you know, you take a look at the difference between how Trevor plates a dish and how I would plate a dish. My instinct are to keep it a little bit more elegant, simple. Trevor's is a little bit more out there. There's a lot going on, a lot of visual components and a lot of different flavor components. And as much as I know how to do that, it's not my style.
Right.
So if I had a do-over, I would do things more the way he does.
Perfect. Now, so what's next? I know, you know, on your profile there on the website, it originally had said to become the pro wine caterer in BC's wine country. Is that still your goal, or has it changed now after going through this experience?
It hasn't changed, but it's increased.
Okay.
At some point today, my business website will launch. I'm just having a, you know, argument with an inanimate object known as a computer.
I know those.
Just trying to connect to the domain name. But I'm launching a business called The Bear Cooks, and you'll be able to find that on the web at www.thebearcooks.com. And that will be dedicated to doing things like pop-up restaurants, in-home instruction, cooking classes. I'm actually in preliminary discussions with a couple of cooking schools to do what, if we're allowed to call it, master classes.
Right.
But at the same time, my original dream is still alive. I've got three different wineries interested in doing something with me this fall during Wine Festival. My wife and I are members at a golf club in the Okanagan Valley, and I'm in discussions with them about doing pop-up restaurants, pop-up dinners in the clubhouse.
Oh, cool.
So intimate dinners, long table dinners, where the proposal is, where 24 or 36 people, almost family style at a long table, doing, you know, locally sourced ingredients during the fall in the Okanagan is amazing for fresh fruit and vegetables and meats. So doing these elegant five-course dinners at a long table in the clubhouse.
Nice. So, you know, I like to, you know, finish up the interviews by, you know, saying, what would you suggest to somebody who's, you know, watching the show, they're at home, their go-to you know, meal, their top-notch meals, like chicken fingers and rice for their family or something like that, and they're thinking they got to get something better than this, what would you suggest to them to change it?
You know, the first thing I would suggest is that, you know, chicken fingers and rice, that's just fine if that's what you really, really like. And if you never want to try anything different than that, fine. Don't be pressured into going out of your comfort zone if it's you're going into a territory that you don't like the food. But if you want to get better, what I would suggest is it's not that difficult. You can do, as we saw in the episode where Miranda was eliminated, you can create some amazing meals with 6 ingredients. You just need the right ingredients. A squeeze of lime, a little bit of fresh cilantro into a salad just makes it pop and come alive.
Perfect. Well, you know what? I appreciate you taking the time this morning. I'll let you get on to the rest of your interviews for the day. Good luck with the winery and with the website launching today. Hopefully, the computer decides to cooperate with you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day, Barry. Thank you.
Thanks. Same to you, Shane.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.